Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. No, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, City J. It is another beautiful Monday. It is. Just every Monday is Hot After Dust Mondays. We're on Life After Dust Live, and today's show is entitled Vote or Cry. And what does vote or cry mean? Vote or cry basically is, you know, y'all know how I am. I come up with the craziest trending topics and whatnot. But vote or cry is basically either vote on Tuesday or cry on Wednesday. It's that simple. If you didn't vote and you had a chance to vote, it's on you. You can't be mad about the results on Wednesday if you didn't even try. So it is what it is. If you're a person that did put in your work and get it done, then cool. Also think about this too. Don't just vote. Help other people. I mean, you know, simple things that they were talking about, like giving out water. There's so many different things you can do to still keep it going, because the beginning part is just voting. It's what else you do to make sure other people are good. Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts in the chat room. This guy finished coming to their show. They had like a mock interview. I was loving what they were doing over there. And, man, they were going there. Y'all got to go back and check. Y'all missed their show today. Go back and check it out. And you can actually go to blastyourthoughts.com and check out all their shows. And it's on their network as well. And it's Blast. URthoughts.com. There you go. And we got a caller right at the back, so we're going to check the calls. And I'm not going to do any hot mess today. Pretty much today is really going to be about gearing up everybody to go vote. That's simple. Okay, let's check and see. We got on the line. All right, caller from the 205. You're on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J. What's up?
Say this, Blast. I thought, what happened, man?
Nothing much, man. Glad to have you in the building, man.
Hey, man.
Well, definitely. You know, man, have you got a chance to vote yet?
We're going in the morning.
Oh, you said you're going too. Yeah, that's what I'm, I didn't do it early, so I got to do it tomorrow. That's what I'm doing, walking. And a lot of people are like, if you walking, you ain't got a car or nothing. No, I can drive and want to, but the walk is like 10 minutes. I can't make a 10-minute walk And for me, it's just a mental thing, because what it does to me, it takes me back to what our people had to do, especially you. You in Alabama, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, it was like crazy to me. And hey, you in the middle of where it was going down, that people had to go through so much just for black people to vote. And now that we have a chance to, you know, we shouldn't take that for granted. So, you know, I want to be able to walk, just like those people did. They walked to those polls and voted, and or at least they tried to vote, for like that. So, you know, it's just for me, it's a mental thing, and just doing that. And it's just kind of a little something I want to do this year, do something a little different.
Yeah, that would be pretty positive. I ain't never thought about it like that either. Something a little different.
You're in the area where a lot of big stuff happened that, you know, as far as civil rights movement and leading to stuff like tomorrow.
They bombing and everything. A lot of people getting killed over, you know, racial violence. I want people to vote. Seems like the same thing going on down there in Florida and Ohio too. Well, they want people to vote, man.
Well, definitely. Like, you know, as far as like there, like how racially segregated is it still there?
Honestly, it's about money. It ain't got to, you know, it got past, you know, it still had, you know, little racist pockets. But it ain't got to the point where it's just about money now, man. Separate the neighborhoods, you know, separate the people. And shit, at first, they kicked all the black folks from downtown, and now all the white folks moving in to the lofts and stuff like that. They're coming in and buying up the buildings like that. And just raise the prices so high that, you know, when people can't come back in and afford to be there.
Right.
So they just go into different areas like that. They've been doing a lot. You know, lately they just go into different areas, buy up the whole area, jack up the prices, and then come, you know, set up shop.
Yeah, because they do that because the land's cheaper to buy. So they buy land cheap, raise up the property value, so they can try to maximize their money. And so they're like, hey, now we can't live over there because the property value is too high. And that's the game they're playing right now. All of a sudden, our land is appealing to them.
Yep. Sure is, especially right now.
So I heard word of the street that you voted for Romney.
No. See, that was a mock debate, man.
I thought I had to give you a hard time.
Honestly, man, I be challenging people to think, you know what I'm saying? And that's just one of the things I do. I try to challenge people to think. Because, like, we did it on, you know, Thursday. We've been doing it for last week or so. The people be calling, I vote for Obama because he's black. Okay, what's the policy? What have we done? He's black. Then they get mad at you, like, damn, dog.
Yeah, because
I asked you a real question, like, what's the policy on it? You know, this ain't just, I'm making up something.
Right, because I like that because, you know, we got to give you a hand for that. We got to give you a hand because a lot of people don't get that. It's not, there's a lot of positive black people out here that aren't just voting for this man because he's black. I'm sorry to tell y'all down in this fantasy world that we're all just voting for Obama because he's black. Not everyone is like that.
Nope.
But if you think about it, you know why I find it ironic they never touch on. So why is it that we finally got a black president? There's been other key candidates, and it's been on both parties. So
yep.
My question is, why are we just not getting to that point? You know, they were telling me for the past 43, that wasn't a problem.
I feel, how can I put it? You know, just like you know, times change where, you know, Hispanics getting along, you know, black Hispanics get along, you know, different races getting along, you know, as times change. You know, you seeing gay people out walking around, you know, like it's normal now, you know. So as time, you know, progressed, I think it just got to that point where it was acceptable. He wasn't a crazy-looking black dude or nothing like that. So that's why I think it happened.
You know what? They want to be so bad. They ask all these crazy questions and, where is your birth certificate? Where is your transcript? They just play these games, and I'm sitting here like,
They still treat like he a nigga now. They don't take that back. No, we can't get that confused. But I feel it's a certain, you know, certain population. Shit. Like, give him a chance.
And
we'll see tomorrow. I hope it holds still, though.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, for me, I mean, I grew up in a, most of my life I grew up in the hood, but when I was going to school, the part, because I was in the special interest program, I was around multi-racist. I wasn't always just around just black people. So for me, I've always been around multi-racist, and that's why. But still, at the end of the day, I'm not ignorant, because some people are so ignorant to the fact that, and I will say it again and again, and I will beat this horse over and over, because it's so true. Racism has never been dead. It has basically been on life support, waiting for some crazy mofo to breathe air back into it at any moment. That's what it waits for. People, it's like, okay, man, racism's starting to die down. And then somebody that's so real stupid. Like, for instance, I'm about to call y'all out on this over Virginia Beach. Y'all wrong. Shell gas station, y'all just give me more reasons why I don't go get gas at Shell. Have y'all seen a picture where they had these dummies at the Shell gas station of Joe Biden and President Obama, and they had them hanging from nooses.
Wow.
Now, it happened to be their excuse was it was supposed to be like a political Halloween type deal, but why would you do that when you know how symbolic of racism that is? Why would you do something so cold and say, oh, we didn't really mean it that way? Like, how could you honestly sit there and look at yourself and tell yourself that?
That's crazy, man. People just say it's okay.
You think it's okay? I'm telling you, Shell gas station won't be getting no gas from me. We won't get no money from me. They're going to sit right. I will keep passing by that mother. Like, man, she wants to ride it on out, get to the next gas station. Oh, no, they're not getting no money from me.
Straight start to that Chevron.
So, what we're going to do, y'all? We're going to go to a quick song break and then we'll be back. Here on Life at Dusk Live, got my boy
Blast Your Thoughts
in the building.
Oh, good.
So, y'all, play my girl Red Chase. Shout out to Boston, one of Boston's finest MCs. And this is a track, Run for President. She actually put this out, a blast president, our initial term. So, here we go.
Yeah. Social deviant. I know y'all probably like, damn, man, here goes that chick again. What she really got to say, that be worth listening. I'm sick of all her bickering and that she's always mentioning. How these rappers sucking that they really ain't no different. Watch quickly how I switch this shit. At times you gotta dumb it down for those who are illiterate. Then they wanna turn around and act like they can teach you shit. Then I'll turn your smile to a frown. And then I'll get to preaching shit. You don't want it with me. People get intimidated cause I'm educated. And I know I should. Guess that's what happens when you try to fix something that ain't broken. You should go and leave it as it is. One thing, that's a bad people always got to sense. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. It kills me. This will probably be an argument. When did y'all get so involved with politics? Please don't say before Obama trick. Cause even I'll admit that's about the time I started it. And at least I did acknowledge it. It's important that I got a problem with. It's this one thing that got me stressing. The ones that voted for him are the ones against him. Why did you do it in the first place? That your response is cliche, it was about race. Did you vote for Bush because he's white? Over when he ran, you did not know who's running, right? But now you think you know the game. Mad at Obama because in 2 years they didn't see a change. I don't agree with everything he does, but if you know so much, won't you get up and run? One thing, that's a bad people always got 2 cents. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. I think you should run for president. Look, I stay out of people's business, but that don't mean that I'm timid or afraid to state opinions. I think we are so caught up with these labels and perceptions that we hear these people speak, but very seldom get the message. And I never have hate. This is freedom of expression. If that means that I'm a hater, then that's okay, I'll take it. But I know how it is when you're a politician. It's only so much you can do, but what if it were up to you? One thing, that's a bet. People's always got 2 cents. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. We all got our problems and soon we gotta make amends. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should run for president. You should run for president. Since you know so much, I think you should. This was not in any way or form directed toward people who disagree with actions made by President Obama, nor was this directed towards people who didn't vote for President Obama. This song was for people who were all for him in 08, but suddenly turned their back on him in 010. I think people started discussing politics now because it's a topic of discussion. I don't think people were really having thoughts or views of their own. I think they were just saying it because everybody else was saying it. So, if you got offended, you know, I apologize, but you also have to respect my opinion. This is a social deviant.
All right, we back, man. Red Shades always goes in. Shout out to her. She never lets me down. And definitely a power of something to play today because we back at it again. You know, like she said, people vote for him in 08. Same people turn us back, turn their backs on him in 010. It is ridiculous.
Quick. See where it got him? It's from 2010 to 2012.
Exactly. They do it in 2012. they give them points every year. They turn us back. I mean, and you know, and it's hilarious because, you know, SGA is doing stuff, but some things you can't help that they can't go fast because some things have to be done in a certain time span. And it got to be the right people along with it because some of these people they try to come, they took, and that's under the Democratic Party too. Some of them are in it too. Like it's certain things that need to be put in place, and they're just so hard in it. And
but it's like the country's so broke up, man. Like in the cold in this part, wind in this part, this and this part, and everybody don't want to give up now. Don't nobody want to give up their little, you know, they little cone.
Exactly. Everybody's so. Everyone's so selfish, you know. Like for instance, like. You know, I know how they always say it takes a village to raise a child, but now people's mindset is on, I don't want nobody to know my business. It's not their business to know my business. Or they don't need to know. Or they feel like they don't need to know about everybody else's business. You know what? To an extent, I mean, we all could be worried about that, and we need to be looking out for each other because that's what's going on. We're not looking out for each other, and that's how we're allowing things to go on behind our noses because we're so worried about, why they in my business? You know, it's, but sometimes bad because people say that, and you go to Facebook and Twitter, and they telling you everything they doing. I just use
everything.
I just sat down. Ooh, I'm gonna do my hair. Ooh, girl, I'm gonna go out to such and such tonight. I don't know if I should wear this outfit. Should I wear this? Wear these shoes with it? I need everybody to play a numbers game. Send me a number and let me know. I'm gonna let you know what I'm gonna do. You know, everybody just so you know they complain, but then it's too much complaining and not enough doing.
Golly, grown folks too playing a number game.
I still don't be getting it, bro. I still, to this day, I don't get the number. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. Why do people just be real and just tell each other what they want to tell each other? That's what I don't see about it. But
get it over.
God know me. I've already made a YouTube video based on this, and it is on BlastYourThoughts.com, by the way. And I go over there, y'all see it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I like
about
the little,
thirsty.
That little video you did, too, man. You have
yes. Thirsty is exactly about those types of people that do that. Hey, y'all going to see what I mean, because at the end of the day, if someone – I didn't say something, my listeners be playing numbers game. Yeah, you know, you'll follow that category of what this video is about. But, hey, y'all still love me because I'm just keeping it 10,000.
Oh, good, like, man.
But
you roll out with the kids.
What I want to say, man, to last the people are freaking out about. They keep whining about. I don't know if Obama's gonna win and all that. I mean, first off, don't just let. Of course, yes, I do want Obama to win, but don't just let that be the only reason why you're going to vote. Go out and vote because if you don't pick the right local people. Is state people, you're going to get screwed. So that real state, that stuff needs to be taken care of, too. Like you, because some people are discouraging themselves to go to go vote, they think they'll know if Obama's going to win. Like, you're not going to go vote for anybody. You're going to actually screw yourself more with some of these people at a local level. That's really screwing you big time. So
I don't know, bro. It'll all work out tomorrow, man. It'll all work out tomorrow.
It's gonna work out. Now, as far as you, man, as far as a quick bit, why are you voting for President Obama? Oh crap, I lost him. I didn't know how loud time he is. Then. Okay, so hold on. We're all waiting on Blast to come back in. Let me see. They don't have their hand up, but I know how he is. I'll be opening up lines like crazy. 336. Open up your line, and if you want to speak, let me know. You're on Life at Dusk Live.
What's going on, Sadie J?
What's up? Who is this?
This Cuzzo, man.
What's up, man? Where am I? There you go. Y'all listen to the first hand looking crazy.
Hey, I need to holler at your engineer. I need that.
You know, need the hand clap film. The audience they come ready to go. They are a top notch audience. Oh man! But you know, I'm glad to have you. Glad to have you as well, man. You know, tomorrow is a nerve wracking day, man. Tomorrow is a nerve. It's so much going. Like usually Tuesdays are a busy day for me, but. It's even crazier tomorrow for me now. This is like, oh man, I'm be watching the TV all day on ABC News. Like,
I got,
oh my God,
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You watching the TV? They turn around and say President Obama wins. What's your reaction?
President Obama wins. What's my reaction? I ain't gonna lie. Y'all know how I am. I'm not afraid to show emotion. I'm going to cry. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to cry because it's just, I mean, for this race is a lot going to be a lot closer than it was with, for the last term. And, you know, it was, you know, last one was, it was close, but not like how this is going to be because the way some people are choosing to go vote and their reasoning is crazy. And some of them are voting because they're just racist people. And they would look you right in the eye and tell you that. So, you know, Obama wins this, I am gonna cry because I can't believe it. You know, all the hard work that people have to put in, you know, in just to see this man yet again. Not only will we have, and I'm not gonna get again. A lot of people are not voting for this because he's black, but I love the fact that he is black, making something happen. There's a complete difference, and man, just. No, seeing that black president, seeing a black president hold two terms, that would be crazy.
What? They didn't want us in there in the first place.
Yeah, they weren't in the first place. But they were crazy to see the second one. So, like, what could be your reaction? We sit back on you. What could be your reaction? You see the screen say, President Obama?
This is my first time ever voting in life, and from the other side of the perspective, you all. From that other side of the perspective, when you're doing wrong, you always feel like, well, damn, my vote ain't going to matter because I ain't doing right. But at the same time, you got to turn around and take it upon yourself as an individual in that lifestyle to turn around and vote, because different presidents carry different policies and procedures according to law. So you got to turn around and get it. If you're going to be on your grind, you got to grind all the way.
Exactly. You got to give another hand for that. He definitely hit a great point. And no, like I said, man. I mean, it's something that I'm still to the end of this day. I just really can't get past it, man. It's just people just like I said, that Shell gas station crap. I wanted to slap myself. I couldn't freaking believe. When I saw that picture, they had him on the noose. I mean, and just look at the stuff that's happened this year as far as racism. The one girl who had on the Obama shirt, they got burnt. They got burnt by over in Louisiana. I'm sitting here looking at the screen like, you mean to tell me that we're still doing something like this? And the Trayvon Martin thing happened. I mean, there's just so many different things that's happening. That's happening, and people really think like this, and it has to change. Shout out to Chop. I see you, Chop Mommy. Shout out to you too. I see you in the chat room. What's good? But got to change, man. It's got to change.
One small step for mankind. One giant step for black folks as a whole.
Exactly, and bro. Like you said, and you said this is your first time voting. You know, it's good to see that you still, this is your first time voting and you still take this very seriously. Because some people, they take it for granted. They can vote, they've been able to vote forever, and they just feel like, oh, I don't want to vote anymore because I'm so tired. You can't get tired, because remember those people that got tired, those people that sat there, they got dogs after them. You know, all kind of crazy stuff, spray with water hoses. All these different things they had to go through just to even try. Let me say, not vote, to try to vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of a sudden they had to go 3/5 of a person. I mean, give me a freaking break. We were considered a freaking fraction. We weren't even a real person at all. So, you know, people got to really take the time out to do this. Women got to take advantage of this because, remember, y'all couldn't vote. Black people, y'all need to go vote. Y'all couldn't vote. I mean, we're going to do this all day. Why? How serious it is. And Chalk Mommy said that I see what Robin tweeted. You know what? I have not seen what Robin tweeted, but I don't need my head to get hurt anymore. And I've already seen this man do already. Well, should we come to a close? Good, yeah, man. I really go by shows I was about fast, man. Okay, so y'all, this will remind y'all, if you haven't already, go vote. Go vote. If you can vote, there's no excuse. You can even have a hotline you can call. Go search. Go to President Obama's website. You can go on there. They have a hotline you can call. They will provide free transportation to the polls. So there's no excuse why you're not making it there. I'm walking to my polls tomorrow. That's how serious I'm going to take it. I'm not playing. So go vote. That being said, we rolling on out, reminding y'all on everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. And remind y'all, if y'all miss any of the shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, or you can actually search Life at the Dust Live on iTunes, and all the shows are on there for free. And also on DustSpot. So go to DustSpot.com, DustSpot.com, and listen to the shows on there. Man, go ahead and let them know how they can catch up with you, man.
They can turn around and follow Blast Your Thoughts, or check out BlastYourThoughts.com and tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. Central Time. The number to the show is 323-693-3021. And I appreciate you for letting me get that off.
No problem, man. You know, y'all definitely, y'all are family. Blast Your Thoughts is family, and it's more to me. It's more than just when people are taking the time out to be activists and not just, you know, just putting this being there, taking up space. It means a whole lot to me. So, you know, and that's why I'm glad. And the thing is, y'all also support us like we support y'all. Not a lot of people do that. They are so stuck in themselves that they won't. They're like, man, why don't go support? They do it. So it is what it is, y'all. Tomorrow we should find out. Remember, vote or cry. Vote tomorrow or cry on Wednesday. That's simple. You all know now. Deuces.